A December 5th letter from the DOT's State Ports and Harbors Engineer, Michael Luxion, says the state is unable to meet terms and conditions of transfer requested by the Petersburg Borough. The state has offered three docks, one at Entrance Island in Hobart Bay on the mainland, one at Papke's Landing on Mitkoff Island, about 10 miles south of Petersburg, and one in Kuprinoff, directly across the Wrangell Narrows. The state's offer included $732,000 to do maintenance work on the floats. In November, Petersburg's assembly decided to decline the dock at Entrance Island, but agreed to accept the other two docks if the state paid $1.2 million for maintenance work. Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen discussed the December 5th letter with the borough assembly and said he also had a chance to speak with the state official.
I think Mr. Luxion was kind of surprised when we asked for $1.2 million. I said, well, that's just what the assembly feels we need if we're going to take these facilities over and be responsible for them. And in that conversation, he said, well, there's money in the fund or in their coffers or whatever you want to call it, but they just have to give us more money, they have to take it from someone else.
The state's letter notes that the borough's request is more than the state offered. Luxion also questions the borough's plan to transfer the Kuprinoff dock to that city and says removing Entrance Island from the deal will mean a reduction in the money the state will pay. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow clarified that the letter is rejecting the offer from the borough. However, he says the original offer from the state is still on the table through the end of this month.
And the borough has the option to accept that offer. If they don't, that doesn't mean that this work in progress is over. It means that the state and the borough can still revisit this issue and try to come to an agreement in the future. Just obviously, right now, the state and the borough have different goals in mind, and we can't reach an agreement, but we still are working toward that.
Assembly member Bob Lynn suggested thinking about the issue some more and waiting until the next meeting to make a decision. The state offered the Kuprinoff dock to that city back in 2010, pending legislative approval that never came. Kuprinoff Mayor Tom Reinhartz says his city is still interested in taking over that dock, and he thinks the transfer of both facilities needs to happen.
I understand the challenges to take Papke's Landing, but the borough has a responsibility. The city of Petersburg took on the responsibility of a borough, and that means they have to take care of needs of the borough. They can't continue to focus on Service Area 1.
Service Area 1 is the old city limits of Petersburg. Both docks are outside of that area and are used by visitors along with residents and boaters from both inside and outside the old city limits. Petersburg's assembly is concerned with the condition of the floats and the money needed to bring the facilities to a good condition. A consultant for the borough figured both floats needed to be replaced for a combined price tag of $2.5 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.